Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner, call on glory, let us join our fellow men.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. Our guest for the entire show tonight is Bob Foster, who's the president of Southern California Edison. Bob, welcome back to Straight Talk.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks, Art.
Give us an update on what the summer looks like, the energy demands, Edison's readiness to meet those anticipated demands.
Well, it could be a tight summer. We've told all our customers that one of the vestiges of the energy crisis of 2000-2001 is that we still have not built enough power facilities in the state. So we have enough reserves and enough capacity to meet our customers' demand, plus another 15%.
For so 15% is the safety
reserve margin.
Margin.
Reserve, reserve margin. Margin, correct. And we have enough to serve our customers and reserve margin in a normal summer. One of the problems is there are still other providers out there, and whether or not they have adequate reserves or not is still a matter of some dispute.
Now, if they don't, can their customers tap into your...
That's the problem. The problem is it's an integrated system and everybody's connected, and we do not yet have the ability to basically carve off other customers and have them go down.
So your customers theoretically
all
could
of us
suffer by the fact that other providers don't have the adequate reserves.
That could happen, and we're all connected. And that's the problem.
We're all in the same boat.
We're all in the same boat, and you're only as good as the weakest link. So we really are, and we're doing whatever we can to be able to both find new supplies as well as urge our customers to conserve. So, for example, many programs have been started for this summer. We have probably the best one for most of the viewers out there is the Residential 2020 program. It's a great deal. If you could save 20% of your electricity use from June to September, you get not only save the money.
Vis-a-vis a year ago.
Vis-a-vis a year ago, thank you. You, but you not only save the money from using 20% less, you get a 20% discount on your bill. Yes,
it's like a 40%.
It could be, it could well be. So it's a very good deal, and those who are vigilant will really do well.
And
here.
Is that available to anyone? Or do you
anybody?
Have to have certain, anyone?
Don't have to sign up. Don't have to sign up. It's already.
It's built in.
It's built in.
Okay, you save this summer, reduce it by 20% versus your last summer usage. And you get another 20% bonus besides the fact that you're using less electricity.
And there are other programs. Everybody's every sector of the economy has some program for them. In addition, we've asked many customers, in fact, we've doubled the number that have come under the summer discount program that allow us to control their air conditioner. So at critical times, only during emergencies, we're able to turn their air conditioners off for either a two-hour, a four-hour, a six-hour segment,
and
they get paid for that.
You get a lower rate.
You get a lower rate. You get a lower rate
for interruptible service.
For interruptible service. And we're going to expand that program in the future to be much more tailored, actually lower the times. But right now, we've had a great response. We've doubled the number of people.
What impact does temperature and weather, of which you obviously have no control, have on this problem?
It's critical. What we plan for is what we call a 1-in-2 summer.
A
1-in-2. It's a normal summer pattern. There are extreme summer patterns that can occur, for example, 1 in every 10 years. Now, that would be a very hot summer, and that's the one we're worried about. If we get a very hot summer this summer, given the very tight reserves the whole state is operating on, but particularly Southern California, we have to worry that, you know, we're trying to avoid any interruption. So we've done a lot of things. We've put all the conservation programs we could put together, not only for residential, but for industrial, agricultural, and commercial. I could describe those programs, but all together, we think we've been able to put a basket of products together that will conserve 1,400 megawatts. Now, that's sizable. The whole system is 22,000 megawatts, but 1,400 is a very good amount. So, and we've gone out and actually brought a couple of plants out of retirement that are owned by others. We've signed some contracts for those to get an additional 200 or 300 megawatts. And we're looking at transmission upgrades, which will provide another, potentially another 300 or 400 megawatts for this.
Because it's not just generating capacity that's critical, it's also transmission capacity, getting the power where you need it.
Yeah, actually, electricity is a funny animal because, yes, we import a fair amount from out of the state, but you always have to have enough near your load center to keep the voltage stable. So the more, actually, oddly enough, the more you have in your load center, you can actually increase, if you have the capability on the lines, you actually can increase some of your imports, which is why, for example, we embarked on building the first power plant we've started in 17 years, the Mountain View Power Project. Now, that's 1,054 megawatts right in the heart of our load center. And the problem with the summers, over the last 25 years, the penetration of air conditioning, almost everyone has air conditioning. Now, in Long Beach, of course, there are some people that do not have it. It's a very mild climate here. But as you get further inland, and most of the new development in Southern California is in the inland areas, called right. The Inland Empire, right. Rapid growth. We're installing new meters, for example, anywhere.
Hey, without air conditioning, the desert doesn't happen.
It's very difficult to live out there. Right. So 60 or 70,000 new meters are going in. Right. The large bulk of them are going in the eastern areas, and everyone has air conditioning. So energy use per capita is going up.
Sure. Well, you have an adorable commercial. My grad assistant, Serge, he said, "Do you see that door commercial?" And we want to play it here, encouraging people to be energy efficient.
And it's a great dog. It really is.
Hot weather's coming, and Southern California Edison is ready to help you save energy and save money. With SCE's 2020 Summer Savings Program, lower your electricity use this summer to 20% below 2004 levels. You'll save by using less. Plus, SCE will give you an extra 20% discount on your summer charges. For tips on how to save, visit SCE.com. Smart. Simple. Everybody wins.
Smart dog.
It's a great dog. It's a great way of conveying a message that, in addition to all the other programs we have, just paying attention to what you're doing. You know, closing the drapes, keeping the thermostat at 78, giving your appliances the afternoon off. Those are all things that help. And if we all pitch in a little bit, we'll get by this summer.
Yeah. And in the next segment, we'll be talking about state energy policy and future growth. But you think we're okay for this summer?
Keep your fingers crossed. We've done everything we can for this summer. I think we'll, without a very severe summer or unexpected outages, we should be doing well this summer.
Okay, we'll be continuing this discussion with Bob Forster, but first we have to take a pause for these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
When I was a boy growing up in Italy, I had a dream to own my own store. I came to the United States and I worked hard as a tailor.
Hi, I'm Umberto. I've been in Long Beach since 1960, carrying the finest quality men's clothing.
It was a long way away, but Styles are just around the corner. Umberto, 2141 Bellflower, Long Beach.
Does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different-looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Wow, this food is really groovy. Yeah.
Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
It's here. Exciting professional baseball action. The Long Beach Armada. See their great plays, high energy, and determination. Get your tickets today and experience hard-nosed baseball the way it was meant to be. Great family prices start at $6. Call 562-597-9787. Get your tickets today.
We're back continuing our conversation with Bob Forster, president of Southern California Edison. In this segment, Bob, we want to talk about state energy policy. The state went to deregulation a number of years ago. Obviously, it was a flawed plan, created huge problems. Some of your brethren in the utility industry went bankrupt. Edison, fortunately, avoided that. Give us your take on the present status of state energy policy or the lack thereof.
Actually, I think it's the lack thereof, unfortunately. We're actually living now with kind of a hybrid. We've got policies from the old regulatory period, we've got policies and laws from the deregulated period, and now we're living under some regulations that have been kind of moving back towards regulation. In fact, there's a ballot proposition which would actually bring us more, even more towards a regulated market. The truth is the state hasn't really made up its collective mind as to which direction it wants to go in, and that is one of the problems on getting new plant construction. The difficulty is this. How do you attract capital in sufficient quantities to build a new power plant? Under the deregulated model, the idea was that entrepreneurs would build a plant for the market. If you have a market, they will come. Well, that hasn't worked. The market did fail. There are ways in which you might want to reconstruct it, but you know, the regulated market, I think, is what we're going to live with for some time. And now, no one is going to build a power plant unless they have a long-term contract. By long-term, I mean 10 years, with a credit-worthy entity. Somebody has to have good credit for them to get financed. So what happens is, no one is going to issue a long-term contract unless they know what the policy is, because the policy could change. Let me give you one example. We now serve about, you know, roughly 88 or 89% of the customers, maybe almost 90% of the customers in our service territory. Other providers serve the remainder. The ability to go at retail, to go buy from anyone, is now suspended in the state as a result of the crisis, but it could resume in 2012. Sounds like a long way off. But if we went out today and issued a 10-year contract, by the time that plant was built and operating, you would be 4 years into the operation of that plant on a 10-year contract, hundreds of millions of dollars in expenditures. And then all of a sudden, the retail market could open up, and those 90% of the customers we're serving and sign that contract on behalf of, all of a sudden, let's say 30% of them migrate to someone else. How do you pay that contract payment?
Sure.
And it's not just us. Everybody selling at retail has that problem. That problem has not been solved in this state.
So your solution, and we've discussed this on past shows, is that if you support deregulation, but your view is that if a big consumer wants to exit the system, they have to basically pay an exit fee.
Actually, I support a stable framework, whether it's regulation or deregulation. I think you have to think of, you have to serve the customer. The first thing here is to make sure you have a reliable system. How do you get that? Right now, what we need is to have a framework in place that allows us and others to make investments for 10 years or longer. Now, I'll tell you, Art, we know that if anything happens, we're still going to get, we're going to be held responsible even if we're not.
Yeah.
So we recently issued a request for offers for 10-year contracts. But it's conditioned on regulators at the state and federal level making sure that they're going to honor the deal, that if we go out and sign a contract, that those costs associated with that contract are going to be honored by the state regulators.
Do you think in retrospect it was a mistake to go to dereg?
I think the way it was done, it was poorly executed. I think you could have a deregulated market. I think it's going to be difficult with this commodity. I think we did not implement it correctly, and regulators regulators, both at the state and the federal level, basically did not do their job. They really did not come in and react when things went awry.
Well, with the growth of demand, which is clear from all the housing building Bob mentioned earlier, the long-term solution has to be building more capacity. And Edison is building a new Redlands Mountain View power plant. Let's just take a look at what's going in the ground right now.
In Redlands, California, SCE's wholly owned subsidiary, the Mountain View Power Company, made amazing progress on the Mountain View Power Plant during 2004. Upon completion, the Mountain View Power Project will be one of the most efficient power plants in the United States.
And I know, besides construction of capacity, maintenance of the transmission lines and the distribution lines is critically important. And like there were the big storms in this past winter, and your guys were out there restoring power at critical times.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Art, that's one of the great things about what I feel about our company. We've got people that will go to extraordinary efforts to make sure customers remain served. And they'll go out in weather you and I would not go out in, and they'll climb 40-foot poles. They'll go up in bucket trucks on transmission towers. They will do whatever it takes in very, very hostile climate conditions and fix this system. And I can't tell you, that's one of the things I'm very proud of. We've got an ethic in this company of service to customers that I think is second to none, and they do a fantastic job.
And if your lights are out, you're waiting to see and hear that truck rolling up. Let's take a look at what one of the linemen had to say about his job.
A lot of pride in what we do. We want to get the customers back up as soon as possible when their lights are out. It's something just everybody takes pride in. And when something goes down, we respond as quickly as possible and try to get that service restored. Along with safety, serving our customers is the most important job.
I think people do look to Edison for service.
They do, and they really do have a great reverence for the guys that do that work with the hard hats and the trucks. They do a great job.
What would you want the state now to do in order to create an environment that would incentivize you and others to build these long-term plans?
You know, I think the state needs to really pay much more attention to policy and less to organization. We need a clear director from the state. At this point, look, whether you want to go to a deregulated market or a regulated market, we need to worry about reliability. So we would like to see a statute passed that makes it very clear that investments made on behalf of customers are going to be honored, that you can be able to recover those investments over the period of time. That's what's needed here.
And is there legislative support for that?
Well, there was a bill last year which actually passed the legislature, did not get the approval of the governor. And I think there are disputes about this. My view is, look, I'm just going to tell you, I think you have to get this framework and argue about the retail market some other time. We don't have enough reserve capacity to really start and experiment with this system. It's too risky. We found out what happened last time. And I will tell you this. If you want a fully competitive market where everybody is, it's like a laissez-faire kind of environment, you have to believe this. You have to believe that you're going to be willing to pass through to customers blackouts and price spikes directly to them, because that's what markets do. As you know, Art, markets have swings. There's boom-bust cycles. You're going to get tight supplies, which lead to higher prices. More market entrants come in. That's how you would signal new power plants. My belief is consumers will not tolerate in this commodity.
I would share that view. And we'll be continuing our conversation with Bob after these messages.
Those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932. The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have 3 convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to physically fit.
I would definitely recommend physically fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
Continuing our conversation with Bob Foster, president of Southern California Edison. Bob, the recent news events only make it too clear that terrorism is a real and present threat, not just in the Middle East, but tragically in London and, of course, in America many years ago. What precautions is Edison taking to secure these valuable plants and assets?
That's a great question. And, you know, the events in London, our heart goes out to everybody there, Art. It's just a horrible thing. We've experienced it here. And as a result, we have taken a number of steps. We work very closely with the Department of Homeland Security, with the FBI and others. And, of course, one of the obvious targets you want to protect is the nuclear plant down at San Onofre.
And that's when Edison...
We own a majority interest in that facility along with San Diego and a couple of other entities. And so we have taken extraordinary steps. We've probably, I can't tell you the exact dollars, but many millions of dollars in upgrading security, both the security forces, both the hardening the site, doing a dramatic number of improvements. And a lot of that is under the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And they have really instituted a terrific program for hardening the facility and increasing our defense. Now, you can't solve for everything, but it is a... we've gone the extra mile in terms of being able to...
Well, it's a real and present threat, as we all know, and we do our best. Let's turn to Long Beach, because Long Beach is the major city in your service area.
The largest, actually.
The largest city in your service area. And I know that Edison has been a good corporate citizen for many years, and one of our real attractions in Long Beach is the Aquarium of the Pacific, and I know you guys really stepped up with some big bucks to... build that whale and his son or her son.
Edie.
Ed Edison. So let's take a look at a shot by the aquarium here in Long Beach.
Edison wanted to support the aquarium for several reasons. First of all, Edison has several core values. The core values are education, supportive education, environmental support, and economic development. And we believe the aquarium actually embodies all three of those important values.
Well, you support the aquarium and many other important organizations in town. I was there the night that your company got an important award from the aquarium for your stewardship of our resources.
That's correct. I mean, first of all, I'm on the board of the aquarium, and I think the aquarium recognized, for example, that something that few people know, Southern California Edison buys 1/6 of the nation's renewable electricity for the whole country. So we actually have, we purchased 1/6 of the nation's renewables.
You purchase it?
Yes, solar, geothermal. We have more than anybody in the country, more than any single utility, more than most states. We have more renewable power in our system than the other utilities in the state combined.
Really?
And we've been doing that for some time. And our goal is to get beyond 20% of our resources.
Well, many of us feel,
we're at 19 now. So
many of us feel that that is one of the paths to the future is increased reliance on renewables.
Well, one thing, it is. It's one of those paths. It's not the only path, but one, you have to do this. We don't want to be reliant on any one fuel. So you want to do two things. You want to have a diversity of resources, and you want to have a diversity of ownership. We don't want to own all the plants. We want to have others own them. That's good for our customers. And we do not want to have an over-reliance on natural gas, for example, which in California we're becoming over-reliant on natural gas. So we, you know, the aquarium recognized that. We really do participate in a variety of boards. I'm on the aquarium board. I'm on the Miller's Children's Advisory Board. And a number of our executives really do take corporate citizenship very seriously. It's a great city. You know, we love it. And yeah, we're trying to help.
Well,
you know, the whale, by the way. We did originally donate the whale, and now we've are a major sponsor of the new whale show. And the whale has now become known around our company as the whale that keeps giving. So it's
well, over the years I've been doing this show and active in affairs, I do notice that some companies you regularly see buying tables at dinners and supporting the community, and Edison is certainly near the top of the list of philanthropic companies.
Well, we take that seriously. You know, it wasn't, I think it was only about 4 or 5 years ago that, you know, we had a major issue in the city of Long Beach where the city of Long Beach wanted to partner with another energy company, buy our system out.
That's right. Your contract has expired.
Well, it wasn't our contract expired. They thought that they could break the franchise.
Okay.
And that they, it was a way, you know, it was the big deregulation era. And
right,
they thought that they could earn money for the city. It was a legitimate purpose on their part, but they wanted to partner with what they thought at the time was you know, a foremost energy company in the country. I led the effort to really try to prevent the city from doing that. We worked out a great deal, and that company was the Enron company.
Yeah.
And had the city of Long Beach partnered with Enron,
that one.
Yeah, thank God, because had the city of Long Beach partnered with Enron, I will tell you, we would be arguing in bankruptcy court as a city to keep that lease. It's very likely that the lease would have been attempt to have been broken by the creditors committee. It would have been a mess.
And as part of that deal, you agreed to donate a building on Long Beach Boulevard that served as police headquarters until recently. And also you bought some facility in that has generated quite a bit of sales tax.
Actually, that was the best thing for the city. It worked out well for the city, and we're happy for that. We actually moved a company that does all our purchasing. It's our company. We moved that to the city of Long Beach. And that company has actually produced about $17 million in new sales tax revenue for the city since 1999. So it's been great for Long Beach. We, you know, we dodged the Enron bullet here.
Yeah.
And we're able to, and we view ourselves as a good partner. We brought some new revenue into the city.
Well, Bob, the hour goes all so quick, or half hour in this case. Thank you so much for joining us, and 30 seconds to say whatever you want to our viewers.
Well, I want to thank you, Art, for having me here. I want to tell you, you know, we love this show. We are a title sponsor. We think this is a great community service you provide. And, you know, you asked me earlier, you know, how do I feel being the head of Southern California Edison. I think it's a terrific company. It really does care about ethics. It also has a streak of integrity. It cares about that. And more than anything, it wants to serve its customers and serve them well. So I'm proud of that. It's a great thing to do.
Thank you so much, Bob. Thank you for joining us. Be with us next week for the next edition of our show. Good night, everyone.
Thanks.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk can be watched 24/7 by going to StraightTalkTV.com.